Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning.
Thank heavens for that.
Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Neville, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. As you can see, the party for my birthday had no effect on me physically.
Went really
much like
well.
Yourself, because you are, look, about 20 years of age now.
I wish. But well, thank you. And you. Again, happy birthday. I hope you got spoiled.
You're working, of course, on a new TV programme, aren't you, for
yes,
the autumn, I presume?
Are. And, I'll tell you, Marty, what it is. It's like a Portugal food trails. So yeah. The north, the south, and Alentejo, which is the middle of Portugal. Great people, beautiful food. And, yeah, I saw a lot of Portugal I hadn't seen before now.
Really?
You know?
So,
yeah,
and very different nice. Food, I expect.
Very different food. Up the north now, they eat quite rustic, to be honest with
okay.
you. Pork. They use a lot of chicken and pork blood, which was very interesting.
Oh.
And rice. He's licking his lips. But and you know, they really, really cook very simple, but it's really good food. They really highly prize pork. So they do every, the ear, the snout, the intestine,
you're
everything.
Joking.
I swear, Marty.
Oh, mother of God.
I had things I never ate before in my life. Genuinely, no.
Yeah.
And it was delicious and I'm still alive.
You are. For sure I was.
So, yeah.
I won't tell you what part of the moose, apparently.
I know.
I
heard that.
So anyway, look, what have we got for today?
Okay, we got two lovely recipes. And first of all, it's a spicy chicken and mango noodles. Lovely and light this summer, so it is. And then the Vietnamese style. So two chicken recipes. One is a salad and the noodles kind of are lovely and light, so it is. The Vietnamese five-spice chicken is one we serve in the restaurant. Not in the restaurant, sorry, in the cookery school. And our guests love it. So I might start off with that one, if that's okay. The marinade's quite interesting. In your little mini chopper or food processor, you get some garlic, you get some large shallot, which is a small onion, a little bit of ginger, put this all into your little processor, a little bit of sugar, soya sauce. Now a sauce, it's called nam pla, fermented fish sauce. So this is what they use in Vietnamese food and Thai food. They don't use salt. It's a fermented fish sauce. Smells awful, but it's really important in certain dishes.
Right.
So a lot of Thai cuisine that we eat has this in it.
And you have to
beautiful.
Be very careful about the amounts you
well,
put in.
Well, that's a good point, because it can be poisoned with salt. So
yeah.
I said in the recipe 4 tablespoons, you could put 2 in and then see how you go with that.
Chinese, this is to make the sauce.
Oh, absolutely. This is the marinade.
Yeah, so, the marinade.
Marinade or sauce, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese five spice. Blend that all together. This marinade will keep for about a week or two in your fridge, which is great, in an airtight container. If you don't put it in an airtight container, it'll smell everything.
And you ruin the milk.
So, you're right. You ruin the milk.
Whatever about that else.
So, chicken thighs. I know you're not maybe a lover of chicken thighs.
No, it's just a white meat. I'm just a white meat.
Okay, that's okay. Doesn't want that.
I told you before, only child, white meat.
Now you can get them boneless, skinless, corn-fed, which are gorgeous, full of flavour.
Okay.
And you put them in a dish with this marinade for a couple of hours. Not overnight. Remember we said that last week about the satin when we were chatting?
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'll tell you why. With the soya sauce, and particularly the sauce, the nam pla, it'll dry out the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
This will work well with prawns, salmon, monkfish, turkey. It works well with all meats, even beef. But chicken thighs is what we serve it with.
Tell me the difference, like Vietnamese style.
Yes.
Between that and Thai, for example.
That's a very interesting question.
What is the difference between the two?
I'm no expert, but from what I've only been to Vietnam once. I've been to Thailand quite a few times. I would say their food is more spicier.
Whose?
More Thai food. It's more aromatic. Yeah, definitely. From my experience.
And then the Chinese even more.
Yeah, and the Vietnamese is a little bit more subtle. It's not just like there's no kind of chili or spice really in this, whereas I love a bit of that.
Yes, I know you do.
You know.
So it's more subtle, so it's more gentle.
It is, and I think the Chinese spice, it's not hot spicy, it's aromatic. That's a really cool word. Remember you were saying about last week you like the Chinese, the satay. They use a lot of Chinese spice in stir fries.
Okay.
So it's a great little spice to have. You've actually just asked a good thing. And it's a great little thing
it's
to have.
Like me.
In a stir fry or a marinade, but trust me, this marinade, even with beef steaks, sirloin, ribeye, whatever, even your fillet that you love, or barbecue,
that sounds very interesting.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So literally, what we do with the chicken, you got to marinate the chicken thighs now for a couple of hours in the fridge, or you know the zip bags.
Yes,
you get.
Yeah.
Throw in your marinade, throw in the boneless and skinless chicken thighs. They're going to cook faster, and just mix them up into the fridge.
It's a good idea.
Save in the washer.
Yeah, great
okay.
idea.
On the barbecue, or else on a good griddle pan, I would say about maybe 10 to 12 minutes either side on a high heat and then reduce the heat because it will burn and caramelise, which you don't want, isn't that right?
Yeah, you certainly don't.
Yeah, you'd never burn anything, Sheila.
No. Or indeed caramelise.
Yeah, that's true too. So you cook them for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on the thickness of the chicken. Obviously, check it. If it's on the bone, it's going to take longer. Just serve that with a nice green salad. You can put mango, we're going to put mango in a minute, cherry tomatoes, which are in season, and then a lovely little bit of balsamic vinegar or olive oil. That's it. It's simple. You can shred in some carrot if you want to. You can finish it with some of those bean sprouts, yeah, that give lovely crunch and texture.
That sounds gorgeous.
But it is gorgeous, honestly. Mm. And like when we're doing it in the cookery school, Marty, we'd have 12 stations. So that's, sorry, we'd have 6 stations, 12 people. And it smells like an Asian takeaway when
of
we do this.
Of course, I bet it does.
Because those aromatics, the Chinese five spice, yeah, it's a really lovely dish.
And I'm not familiar with Chinese dishes, necessarily, which is a great shame.
Yeah.
Because I like all the spicy stuff.
Yeah, and you do. And you know, this is not, it's going to be lovely and fragrant. I love that word. Like,
yeah, fragrant.
Because my son or daughter, or even Imelda, they don't really like spicy food, but this is tasty.
But it's tasty. It's very good.
So now we're going to move on to another spicy chicken and mango noodles.
Now, noodles are a thing that I generally don't go for, which is silly, because I should.
And why?
I don't know. I just
not your thing.
Yeah, I have the rice, or I'll have whatever.
Okay.
But I tend not to go for the noodles.
What?
And I was away recently, and an entire noodle restaurant, which they serve all the dishes with noodles. And I went, and it was gorgeous.
Oh, brilliant.
And it was just a chicken dish with noodles. I don't know what it was.
That's brilliant.
But it was terribly tasty. I don't know. It was just horrible. But it was lovely.
Yeah.
Because, the discovery of something that you don't normally eat, I always think is a great pleasure.
Isn't that lovely?
For foodies.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what a great pleasure to just find something different.
Well, interesting you say, because we're going to need not egg noodles, we're using rice noodles for this, so this is even lighter. And they're so quick to cook, Marty.
Yeah.
You pour boiling water over your rice noodles, you'll get them in any supermarket, Asian market, and you just literally, they'll cook in minutes. So they're lovely and light. You can mix them with toasted sesame oil. I'll go through that in a minute.
Okay.
We're using some skinless chicken fillets. Again, we're doing a marinade. So the last few weeks we're done with the satay, the marinade there for the five spice. This one is soya, sweet chili now, so that's a little bit of sweetness, curry powder, garlic, a little bit of fresh basil, and then the juice of a lime.
Mm.
So these are all lovely, different, interesting marinades that work really well with lots of meats.
Yes,
I know I'm kind of repeating myself last week and this week, but they work really well. And a marinade like this, the two, will keep for about a week or two in an airtight. A Kindler jar is a great thing to have.
Yes.
So that they don't taint anything. So Marty, get
your skin. There's a lot of flavours in this.
There is. And with the mango, you get sweetness, and then we've a dressing, which I'll talk about.
Mm.
Marinate your chicken roughly for a couple of hours is enough, covered in cling film in the fridge. That's more than enough. And we're using skinless chicken fillets. So that's full breast, no bone, no skin on it.
My kind of chicken.
Yeah, that's you. You're happy. He's smiling. cook that in the griddle pan on the barbecue. Just remember, if you kind of flatten it out, it's called a pallard, is a proper name for
pallard.
This.
Pallard?
Yeah, it's just when you open out the breast of chicken, it'll cook much quicker and you'll get it more evenly kind of caramelized.
Okay.
It's a nice way of cooking. It. So it is, I think so. But a full chicken breast is fine.
The way you describe that, now no one can see
it. I know, I'm sorry, like a robot.
We can't afford. No, no. It looked like a DJ. That's what it looked like. You see, we can't afford cameras at Lyric FM, unlike the other crowd. So I have to explain what you're doing.
You're so
great. It's fantastic to watch.
So that goes onto your griddle pan, onto your barbecue until it's cooked through. You've marinated them. Your rice noodles are already done. We'll talk about the dressing, then we'll finish with the mango. The dressing is a little bit of sugar, soy sauce, sweet chili sauce, and limes. This is zingy, fresh. It's everything that I love in a dressing.
Oh.
A little bit of heat, but not too much heat. Definitely not too much heat. We're using sunflower oil, but you could use, of course, rapeseed oil or some lovely olive oil.
Okay.
I think it's the king of oils, to be honest with you.
Lovely.
Mix that all together. Your chicken, slice it, peel and de-stone. So remember in the mango, when it's lovely and ripe, you have a flat stone. So literally slice your mango nice and thin. Arrange that on top of your rice noodles, which are already blanched. Remember that. You drain off the water. Them your chicken, finish that with the dressing, and then a lovely little bit of some fresh mint and coriander. You can use either or if you want to. What I like in this for a bit of texture is toasted cashew nuts. Oh, Marty.
Yeah, you're a great man for those.
I like that.
You do, yeah.
And they're not a strong nut like pistachio or an expensive nut like pistachio or even pine nuts. They're lovely. Toasted is the key.
Well, it is the key, and not overly toasted.
Yeah,
and lovely burnt flavour
right.
on them. Because they're destroyed then.
No, you're right.
You know, they're destroyed, and there's no point in that.
I think on a dry, two ways to do it. In the oven, toast them at 180 for about maybe 15 minutes, keep moving them, or else on a pan. The oven's probably better, because when you get them toasted, you're releasing their natural oils that are in them, and they're lovely and crunchy. Really lovely in a salad, and so, so tasty. But I think it's something that gives great texture to the actual nice chicken and noodles.
I think that's gorgeous. Spicy chicken with mango noodles. And again, to try the noodles, my own fault, letting time pass and not.
No, it's interesting.
Them,
that's
silly.
The more I think I know you, and then you tell me things, and
well,
I think if you when. me brother, a pint of milk, you love your milk.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Just wee things you have.
Well,
it's
people
just lovely
laugh
to hear
at me
that.
Half the time when
no,
I'm just
it's lovely.
I'm
think it's
going
great.
To have a drop of milk.
Cheese, we have the best milk in the world. So we
certainly do. So now, just a reminder again, spicy chicken and mango noodles, and then Vietnamese-style grilled five-spice chicken Thai salad.
You said that beautifully.
That's fantastic. Well, I've tried to sell your product. Good to talk to you.
See you next week.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Do you like true stories? I do. That's why I'm singing this song. A song about a one-legged chicken who lives in the straw on the floor in my barn. I remember the day she was hatched out. The vet came to see her and said, she has only one leg, she'll never grow up.